A Merry Little Christmas by Julia Williams. Read by Penelope MacDonald. Prologue. The last rays of a winter's sunset sent streaks of orange and pink across the white fields. Dusk was settling as a motorbike roared its way through the snowy countryside. Large groups of birds took to the air as it sped past, and flocks of sheep ran wildly round in circles. The sound of the engine echoed down the country lanes, disturbing the chilly peace. The leather-clad rider wore a black jacket with a flaming sword emblazoned on his back, which, along with his gold and orange helmet, made him resemble a modern-day knight. As the rider stopped at the top of the hill overlooking Hope Christmas, he took off his helmet and stared down into the town. The Christmas lights were still twinkling in the high street. The lamps from the houses down below gave the place a cosy, homely feel, as if the whole town were drawing a collective sigh. The rider flexed his hands and smiled. The words "Ducks" on one set of knuckles and "Michael" on the other just visible underneath his fingerless gloves. He was good-looking, with a dark complexion, devastating cheekbones, curly dark hair which tickled the collar of his jacket, and piercing blue eyes. "So, Hope Christmas. Long time no see," he muttered. "Uncle Ralph was right. It's a beautiful little place. I shall look forward to renewing my acquaintance with you." He put his helmet back on, revved the engine, and roared down the road and into town, noting the quaint little shops, the antiques market, flower stall, the bookshop and market square, where a Christmas tree stood proudly in the centre. The town was deserted, with only one or two brave souls prepared to...